I just want to apologize for last week. I heard there was a bit of a misunderstanding. But then we're back.
Yeah.
So tonight, we'll be discussing the concepts of work performed generally in respect to work performed on karka, something connected to the ground, and the concept of onar in respect to that work. Onar, let's give us introduction if we've forgotten what onar is. Onar is when there's been a mistake in the price of more than a sixth, or sixth and or more, or less than a sixth. You're underpriced, less than a sixth. Underpriced, meaning that the bottom end of the market, you've gone off that more than a sixth from the bottom, or more than a sixth from the top. What we define the market. So we said last time, market meant the top three. If there's a market there out there, and there's something which is on sale, and three people are selling it, then that's called the price. So we relate the sixth from those three going upwards, and also the bottom three. If there's a bottom end of the market, there's three people at the bottom end is selling for the price, so we work the sixth from the bottom. So now, we said if you do overcharge or undercharge too much, then it's a type of gezel, and the halakha is you have to return it. So that's the basic introduction to the concept of onar. Onar is a type of gezel which you have to return in an event where you overcharge more than a sixth, or undercharge more than a sixth. Now,
even if the other person hasn't asked before,
even if he hasn't asked to get the return money, since it's gezel, you have to return it. You have to return something which you stole.
Why is it considered stealing if you charge under?
Let's say the bottom end of the market is this price, this thing has been sold for $5, the lowest price. And you've sold it by mistake, not realizing it, for $3. Yes? So it's more than six of the real price. So therefore,
you didn't do it. The other person did.
The seller has lost out $2. Yes?
So the buyer is now stealing
from the seller, and therefore he has to give $2 to the seller. And vice versa, the high end of the market. Now,
so if I am like an antique dealer and I buy some land from some lady for $5 and they go sell it at somebody for $100,000, and they leave to there back for $95,000?
Now, it doesn't apply really for private individuals selling their private goods from their houses. We're talking about wholesale or retail.
So if you go into a business.
It's a business, not private individual articles. Before we get into the shilas which we want to talk about, work performs. Somebody performs work, gives a price, overcharges or undercharges. Let's give an introduction, a case which happens, which is related to the topic. So the first case, Reuven had just got married and was given for both sets of parents together, he was given $100,000 to buy a 3-room apartment. Here's $100,000, go out and buy a 3-room apartment. So he wanted to buy it in Kiryat Sefer, so he was searching around all the ads, and he found an ad being advertised in Kiryat Sefer, 3-room apartment, $100,000. Went over, he saw the apartment, he liked it, and he bought it. At the Chanukah as a bias, of course he invited around his parents and in-laws to come around, and this is the first time they have the opportunity also to see the apartment which was bought from their money on behalf of the couple. So they came and they had a grand tour of the apartment. They went round and said, this is one room, this is one nice room over here, and they walked in and went round the whole apartment. Turim, and this is the pre-room. And the father turned around to the son and said, this is not a three-room apartment, it's a four-room apartment. What happens? I always thought the son, it was advertised three-room apartment, the son calls it a three-room apartment, suddenly the father comes around and it's a four-room apartment. What had happened was that the previous owner in Kiryat Sefer was an American. And in America, three rooms means three bedrooms. What he had done, the previous owner, had phoned up an agent and said, how much is the value of a three room apartment in Kiryat Sefer? The agent, of course, understood three room meant two bedrooms, because in Eretz Yisrael, the dining room is considered, the salon is considered a room. So he gave the price of $100,000 for a three room apartment. But in fact, the real price is a four-room apartment. And the real price was not 100,000. The going rate is really $130,000, not 100,000. So now the shaila arises. Is there, there's a problem with owner, over, isn't there? There's a problem with owner.
Underpaid.
He's underpaid $30,000, which is more than a sixth.
I thought it's a private sale though, between two individuals, to be fair, the private.
Private sale. I was a bit too broad in that category. In his specific category, in specific case, he was talking about, we're talking about private sale. Here we're talking about something which is sold on the market. He's talking about someone has a private individual antique, yeah, which is not similar to any other article around in the market. It's not, hasn't got really a market, it's just got a value based on estimation, yes? There's no similar articles out there. Here we've got houses which have a market and fixed prices. So the answer to the shaila, everyone says, we have started off with a very simple shaila. This is that by Karka, this is Ein Onah. It's the first Mishnah in Bob Messiah, number one. There are certain things which there has no issue of onah. What are there? There are three things. Avodim, if you sell an evet, shtaris, you sell chovus, debt, vakaka, and selling not movable property, also there's no concept of onah. And therefore, the answer to the first shayla of clearly it's a nice case, nice example, and but it's obviously that there's no onah, and therefore there was no need to mevatel the sale or to reimburse the money or give more money for such a sale.
So such thing as a mekach tahus by an acquirer?
Mekach tahus. What's the difference between mekach tahus and onah? Does anyone know?
I got a cracked cup and I got a bang holy cup.
Yes, so what's the mistake? The mekach is a mistake. Yeah. What's the difference between a mistaken mekach and onah? They're two separate categories. What are the differences?
Mistaken the price.
Yes.
Yes.
You repeat that so everyone can hear. Onah is a mistake in the price. Everything is fine. I got what I want. You sold me what you wanted to sell. The problem was, the mistake was in the value. Mekach tahus is, the product is not what I wanted. It wasn't sold. I did sell what I wanted. There was a mistake in the actual product which was given over. Different category altogether. Here, the mistake was in the price. Not in the product. Everyone went round and said, I want to sell this flat, and he said, I wanted to buy this flat. Yes? The only problem is that they valued the apartments wrongly. They thought it was 100,000.
The seeds of the product was wrong, though. Meaning, even the guy that bought it thought he was buying a three room.
He was told.
He checked it out.
He checked it out. He went around. He knew what he was buying. This is what he wanted to buy. Yes?
But the seller, oh, you're right. The seller knew also, right? Yes.
Everyone said this mistake. Okay. Now. Let us move now on to what we really want to discuss. The second case. Shimon wanted to upgrade his apartment to three-phased electricity. Everyone knows what that is? Normally you have two not normally, but see how often you have two rows of electricity, and therefore you can't often have a lot of power, which you may need for your central air conditioning. You may have to upgrade it, so on, to central air conditioning. So he wanted to upgrade his house to three-phase electricity, which means a lot of work for the electrician. So he called in a few electricians to get their quotes. And a few came in, he had their quotes. Finally, he decided on one of the quotes. And he agreed with one of the electricians exactly how much was going to be. So he did the work. He installed all the wires and sockets, whatever needed to be done. And he was about to get paid. And he asked for his money. So the owner said, yes, okay, so when are you going to come back with the Chevet Chashmal? Because once you get three-phase electricity, it's not just installing it, now you have to go around also with the electrician who put it in, has to now go around with the Chevet Chashmal in order to do a bedika, a check to see everything's okay. So he says, oh, I can arrange it some other time, but that's an additional price, that's additional cost. Now the problem was is that all the other electricians which he had brought in, it was included in the price that he was quoted.
How did he know that?
Because that's what was discussed.
Did he discuss it with this guy?
And this one, he assumed, because he's already gone through a few of them, and when this electrician came in, he said, look, can you install three-phase electricity? And he thought that meant both installation and also going round with the Chevet Chashmal for the Batika. But it didn't. For his price. And remember, what he thought was the cheapest price ended up being the most expensive price for that performance. And more than a sixth from the rates that he was quoted all around.
From the going rate or from the rate?
Quote, and even the going rate. So therefore now the issue was...
Oh, so even if he agreed with him originally to do it for that price...
No, if it wasn't included also the going round with the Bidika, with the Chevet Chashmal, it would not have been a sixth above. It would have been expensive, but not a sixth above what everyone else quoted. Okay? But now, it didn't include it. Yes, now it's a sixth above. The question was over here, do we have a concept of Onar, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the whole amount because he's been overpriced, or not?
You mean you have to pay him up to
what the going rate is, and I don't have to pay the what's more than the same? The going rate, I don't have to pay for the extra six.
Or even that.
Yes, anything over the going rate, I shouldn't have to pay. That's the shine over.
The difference here was there were two products being sold. There was an Ihavana in he assumed he was getting two products. In the end, he was only really getting one product. The Ona is not in the one product that he did of his the actual work quoted. The bigger almost only one product, they're not selling two products. So I don't think that's Ona because you're not talking about it's not apples and oranges.
So let's put the it's in factual numbers, let's say, and we are talking about the same wife. Every other electrician came round and said, let's say, including everything, 3,500 shekels. I'm just putting figures, so I don't remember the figures. And he came round, this one, and said, 3,400, yes? And what did that, he think it included? Everyone's 3,500 included installation of the... and checking it as well. His 3,400 was only installation. Only installation. Now, where did, how much was the checking? The checking cost another 1,000 shekels, yes? 1,300 shekels, yeah? 1,600 shekels, yeah? Another 1,600 shekels. Now, 1,600 shekels, everyone holds that 1,600 shekels is for the checking. Yes? So if you minus 1,600 shekels from 3,500, which everyone else was charging, So it's 2,000, it's 1,900.
Yeah.
Not really. So 1,900, everyone else is charging. He's charging 3,400 for the same job. So that is for the same item, just installation. He's charging 3,400 and everyone else is charging 1,900. So therefore, he has now overpriced more than a ship. So therefore, does he only entitled to 1,900? Or do we say he's entitled to 3,400 because that was the deal?
Is it considered services or
ah. So how do you relate to this? What do you relate to this?
Can't reverse what
it's done. Yes.
You can't do that.
So we're discussing now actual payments. If it's onar, if it's overpriced.
But if his best practice isn't included, if the check is not included, the owner says, well, I'm not paying that. But it's my price.
Okay. But that's if you specify first. Now it's too late, yes?
Right.
So what's the din of onar normally, we say? Onar which you can't reverse.
Yeah.
I sell you something, a meal. Yeah. Food. And you eat it. And then they're realizing that you're overpriced. What's the halakha? If you've been overpriced by a sick, then you get your money back. Even though, not the whole money, just the sick which was overpriced. So over here we're suggesting, he's got goods which can't be reversed, 1,900 worth of goods. He's been charged, he wants to be charged 3,400. We're saying maybe he's only mechuyev to pay 1,900. So I'll get somebody else. I'm only paying you 1,900. It doesn't help him to walk away. Let him walk away. Me and the brother boss, let him walk away. I'm only giving you 1,900. 1,900?
Why does this fellow charge so high? Something you thought about was. Huh?
He tried to say he did miuchad things, but it wasn't miuchad. It wasn't miuchad. His extra benefits wasn't that miuchad.
It's a vice, so.
Well, you're paying for a service there, so why is this just nominal?
So, the question over here. Is this services, and therefore the job is being overpriced by sick, and therefore there is onar, because it's services, or is this karka, and therefore ain onar, but how do you look at this?
It improves the whole value of the home.
That's after I was
karka. Yeah, so that's karka, as you're saying. So if it's karka, then he has to pay. If it's services, then he doesn't have to pay. So how do we relate to it? Maybe it's both. So.
It's not first of all, it's not really part of the after I installed. Even after I installed, what you paid me for was not the part, it was my service of installing.
So, you're saying that he was paying. He was paying for the service. That's what he's doing, the job. That's what he's paying, not for the improvements in his house. You're just doing a service. So therefore, how do we look at his karka? We just look at his services. That's what he's asked to do. Do me a service. That's what you're saying. Yeah?
Right.
So number two. The guest of Mishnah says like this. Near. Shesachar b'kablan is afi shekoso b'ena b'sofa perit shekablan yesh lo anok. Some of you hire a worker, even although the Rambam says there is the concept of onar by hiring a worker, that is only if the worker is working on movable objects. But not if the worker is providing services on karka. So now, we've made what you said obsolete, because we're saying over here that even by services it's only going to be a concept of onar which you can get your money back if the services is done on movable objects. But if the services is done on karka, then that also comes into the category of karka, not just selling karka, but services on karka. There's also a concept of karka where there will be no concept of onar in such a. So the question over here is that when you ask this electrician to install the free phase electricity and he overpriced you, that's called services for Karka. If it's services for Karka, he's providing you a service. Yes, he's providing you a service, but it's on Karka, so therefore there should be no concept of owner in such a case.
Well, it's still not Karka until I finish providing the service.
So what are you saying?
That the service is not on Karka.
So what is called a service for Karka, according to you?
If I'm a gardener.
A gardener. Okay. So it...
Or even a painter.
And why over here is this not called a service
for Karka? Because electrical wiring is not part of the structure until I make it part of the structure.
You can't pick it up and move it.
After I install it, I can't pick it up and move it. But before I install it, I can. Which stage?
After you work before the head.
Yeah. I know, but the price, what I was paid for, was doing it up until the point that it became part of the contract. I'm not being paid for anything after it's part of the contract. No?
But you're paid.
No, I'm wrong.
You're paid for a whole process, yes? Process of getting hold of the wires, installation of the wires, and even when they're installed, making sure that everything is that even that was connected to the wall to make sure that everything is connected properly, yes?
No, then I'm paying for Rishayon. That's a separate thing off of you.
Anyone's electrician around here?
Then I'm paying for a take off your band. Then I'm paying for a Rishayon.
Even once you connect the wires to the wall, you have to still do something to it, yeah?
What's the bedikah for?
To make sure that it's their opportunity to make sure that all the electricity in your house got taken in.
Oh, they look at all your electricity?
Yes. Even things not connected to what the electricity
is. Okay.
So the Gemara in Bava Metzia number 3 has this shaila. How do we look at this scenario? Is it services for Karka, on Karka, or not? Says the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Boy, Rava. Rava has a shaila. Chitin v'zorin v'karka. I hired somebody to take chitin, wheat, and plant it in the ground. Very similar to our wires to plant into the walls to make electricity. Let's compare the two. Mahu, what's the din in such a case? Yesh lehem onor or ein lehem onor? Is there a concept of overpricing over here, since the wheat or the wires in our case was something which was movable at the time? Or there's no concept of Enor because he's putting it into Karka. He's attaching the wires to the wall. So it's Karka, there's no Enor. Hey, Chidomi. What's the exact case over here? Doma Iu Shanti Baker to Boiler. He told him, you got a field in front of you. I'm not an expert on this field. Put the maximum amount that this field can take of wheat. The Igor Milsad Lushota Eker Zaboile, and it ended up that he didn't put enough wheat in the fields which the wheat fields could take. Yesh lehem onor? Do we say that he's now charged a price more than what he's entitled because he didn't do the whole job, and therefore there's onor and he should get his money back? Oh, ein lehem onor? Or do we say ein lehem onor? Why? Command the shoddy because he's on me, Vieshlam. Do we look at it as there is still the seeds are in the bucket and therefore they're not yet connected to the ground and therefore something movable? So there's a concept of overpricing. Oh, Zilma, what they are Gabi Karko? Do we say the seeds are connected to the ground and therefore they're considered Karka and there's no concept of overpricing on Karka? So therefore, the same shaila by us. Do we look at the wires Before they were attached to the wall, before the electrician attached those wires to the wall, they were movable. Therefore, he's overcharging a movable object, and therefore there's a concept of unna, and therefore you can get your money back. Or do we say that at the end of the job, the wires are going to be connected to the wall, and therefore the sinakaka, and therefore there's no concept of overcharging, and therefore you have to pay the full price, even though it's way over the market price for this electrician? And the Gemara says, sovereign. I don't know.
In this case, a little different than the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara sounds like he's paying, he wants maximum product. He's not getting maximum product. Right? So he's paying for less than what he's supposed to get. Here, the guy really got everything he needs. The question about services were...
Very good what you're saying. And I'll discuss it in the next case. This case, but let's assume they're the same in that case. Now, what exactly is he selling over in our case of the Gemara? What's he doing? Says Rashi, you look at number 4. Yesh lema mocha im mochron. Rashi says he's selling the seeds. Bot le agave kaka, ve'ein ono le kakois. The seeds are connected to the ground, and therefore they're considered ground. Ushlo hirshushukoi, talking about they haven't yet taken root, the seeds. So the concept the Gemara is talking about is when you're selling, according to Rashi, is where you're selling seeds. And do we look at these seeds which you're selling as if they're metatalim, movable, and there's a concept of overpricing, or they're connected to the ground, and therefore there's no concept of overpricing? But we're not talking about services over here. So if we're not talking about services, maybe we can't bring a proof to our case of electrician, where he is pricing services of installing your three-phase electricity, and therefore maybe there it would be different.
Why does Rashi say this low distribution? Obviously they didn't take root, they didn't put it in the ground.
Because all the Rishonim say, why did Rashi say they haven't yet taken root? Because if they've taken root, then there's no shaila for sure it's kaka.
You mean it depends on when I make my time and not when I provide the service?
The job was to sell seeds in the kaka. That was, you're selling seeds when are you selling seeds? Not in your pockets. You're selling these seeds when they're in his land. And that stage, those seeds are in the land, but they haven't yet taken root. Says the Gemara, is that considered movable object because they haven't yet taken root? Or do we say, since they're in the ground and eventually they will take root, they consider karka and therefore there's no overpass?
But Rashi sounds like you could have a case of Ishrishu.
Ishrishu would be obvious, they said.
No, what would be that case?
He's not saying there's possibility for seeds to have Ishrishu. He's just saying, because it's not taken root, we can have this child.
Okay.
Now, you're not selling wires, but electrician is not selling wires, he's providing a service. So therefore, maybe it's not comparable to our case of the Gemara.
And if maybe it's Vada,
maybe it's for sure not Kaka.
Well,
it's a service. It'll be called Shikane.
He is selling wires to a certain extent. I mean, he charges the material.
Yeah, when he buys.
What?
Price will always say, I don't think he's charging more for wires.
He's not selling wires. He's giving the wires for free. He's not selling wires. He's providing a service. So again, we are not yet clarified what's the din in our case. But the Shulchan Aruch, number 5, does clarify. He says, Socha Lizra Lokaka. He learns the case, you know, hire somebody to sow the field. The case of the Gemara is not when you're selling seeds. The case of the Gemara is where you hire somebody to provide you a service by sowing your land. Va'omer, Zerati Bazriya Roiler, you tell him, make sure you sow the land properly. Witnesses come and say you didn't do enough. Harry says, Sofik, this is the Sofik of the Gemara in Yeshua No. Why? What's the Sofik? In Yeshua No Mipnei Hazera, because you're working with seeds which is movable. Or in Ein Lo Ono, or do you say there's no Ono? Mipnei Hakaka, because of the land, because you're working on the land. Or in that case, whoever's got the money can't take away from it.
But wait a minute, if we're talking about that it was a mechira, I ordered 100 kilos of seeds and you only give me 90, I should have to pay you for 100.
For start, we're not talking, the Shulchan Aruch says, not like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch saying, we're not talking about buying, we're talking about, he learns the case of Gemara, where you're hiring a worker to sow your field, and the shayla of the Gemara is that, do we say that he started with something which is working with materials which are movable, but do we look at it therefore job on movable objects? Or do we say that at the end of the day he's doing it in the ground and therefore it's non movable and therefore no owner?
What's the status of this? Because he gave him a job, he gave him a price.
Yes.
So he's not a day worker.
Yeah, he's not a day worker. He's a Kabbalah.
What's to do with the seeds?
Yes, that's so. Yeah. So therefore it's very comparable to our case electrician. Our electrician has been asked to put these wires, which are movable, into the wall, attach them, and he's giving a price for the job, which is way over market price, but it's a sofik of the Gemara, whether it's considered onah or not onah. Because maybe it's considered karka, because he's, at the end of the day, he's working on karka, but maybe it's considered movable, because at the end of the day, he's working with materials which are movable. Gemara sofik says the Shulchan Aruch in such a case, whoever's got the money will keep it. So therefore, if you haven't yet paid the electrician the 3,400, then you only have to pay the 1,900. But if you already paid the electrician the 3,400, then he can keep it and say, look, I hold that there's no concept of onah over here. I'm going to keep it.
Yeah, if he does the work, if he does the testing.
No, he doesn't have to do the testing. I'm not doing testing unless you pay me another 1,600.
No, if he does it, to get the rest of the money.
No.
Can you get the rest of the money?
He does. To get. Yeah, but he doesn't want to do it. He wants to get 3,000 to pass 1,600.
If he
does what? The testing with the Chevet Chashmal, yes? Then he'll get 3,400. Not in his eyes, yes.
So if I paid him with a check and I stopped the check? I paid him with a check and I stopped the check?
A whole different shit on checks.
Okay.
Checks, what's the status of checks? Who's muhsik with checks? That's a whole different shit. Who's holding the money if I give it to him? That's a different shit. Now, let's move on to our next case. This case happens in Ramat Gan. The Vard of an apartment building, Vard of Bias of an apartment building in Ramat Gan. They were very proud of their building and they wanted to keep it on the highest standards. So they wanted to hire a cleaner twice a week to do a very good job, not just the standard job but an extra special job, and they gave him extra jobs of way to clean it, how to clean it, what materials, where to clean it, up the walls a bit, not just on the floor, special job. And he said, we're going to pay you extra for this, not the regular rate. What are we going to pay? We're going to pay you 600 shekels a month. The going rate of a standard job for such a thing, twice a week, standard job is 400 shekels a month. They're going to pay 600 shekels a month for the work. After 10 months, it was clear to the members of the building that they weren't getting what they wanted. That all they were receiving was a standard job. So the head of the Vada Bais decided that we're going to get rid of him. But we want to get our money back. So what are we going to do? We're going to keep him going for a few more months and give excuses why we haven't yet paid him. We'll pay him eventually. This lasted for 2 months, till the cleaner got a bit clever. And he wanted his money, and eventually they told him, said, we can't carry on with you anymore. We're stopping, and we want our money back that we gave you. What? How much are we giving you? We're given 10 months worth, 600 shekels, 6,000 shekels, yes? Really, you've only been providing us a service worth 400 shekels a month, 4,000 shekels, yeah? So you owe us 2,000 shekels.
Well,
but I haven't paid you for the last 2 months, which is worth 800 shekels.
You get a credit.
So you get a credit of 800 shekels, so you now owe us 1,200 shekels. That's the vow that buyer's turning to the cleaner. Cleaner turns back and says, you owe me money for the last 2 months. You haven't paid me 1,200 shekels. Yeah? So each one's claiming from each other 1,200 shekels. So, come to Beis Din, and it was proven, undoubtedly, that he was not doing a good job. That was not a shayla.
And he didn't meet the standards.
No, he didn't meet the standards. He didn't understand their standards. He didn't have any hasoga of what they wanted. And therefore, he was definitely overpricing. And therefore, now they're claiming, look, you're off 1,200 shekels. The shayla is, do we say in such a case, there is onor, no onor. Is it comparable to the previous case? Where we say over there, that's the sophic of the Gemara. Is this considered karka or not karka? Or is not comparable to the previous case?
Does it seem just to be a service?
He's working on karka. That's Mamish karka.
He's working on karka. So is it comparable to the case we said, like sowing the garden? The fields, or putting the wires in the wall for your electrician, is cleaning the karka the same as that?
No, because
and therefore whoever's holding the money can keep it.
First of all, for the last 2 months, it's vade not onor, because they knew what they were getting into. They knew they were being overcharged, and they did it anyway.
No, they didn't. They didn't give him any money for
the last 2 months. They accepted the agreement that they were going to.
No,
they told him they're going to pay him 600 shekels. They said, we can't do it now, but we will.
No. Yes, so therefore the word out the cheshbon, you owe us 1,200 shekels for the job you worked. You did the job, and we've already paid you 6,000 shekels. That means you owe us 1,200 shekels because the job that you did was only worth the whole year 4,800 shekels.
Not that he overcharged for a job. He didn't do the job.
Let's discuss this. Is this overpricing case? Or is this a mekach tos case? What do we say the difference of overpricing and mekach tos is?
Well, mekach tos, they'd have to get back all the money.
What's onor and what's mekach tos? What's the definition? Onor is you get what you want, but you're just being charged the wrong amount. What's mekach tos? You don't get what you want. In this case of the Vadabite, is it a situation where they got what they wanted but they were overpriced? Or was it a situation they didn't get what they want? They didn't get what they want. So therefore it's not a concept of overpricing, it's a concept of mekach tos.
And therefore karka is irrelevant.
If it's a concept of mekach tos, there's no restrictions. Karka, metalton, everything. Mekach tos applies across the boards. If it applies across the boards, then for sure they don't have to pay and they get the money back.
Well, the last 2 months were not in our mekach tos because they knew what they were getting.
Let me repeat.
Okay.
That's also another shit. But I'll give you one word. When somebody wants to provide me a service and I want to take that service, and he overprices, and I know he's overpricing, and I fop him off. I say, yeah, do the job. But I don't actually sign a contract or hand over the money. Then, a lot of situations, they can cheat him, so to speak. Make him do the job and only pay the going rates.
Really?
But that's a whole different shit. It's a whole different topic. But that's the bottom line. Now, so we say at the end of the day, this is Mechatos. It's not overpricing. It's Mechatos. Then for sure they can get their money back.
Is there a sort of a stats limitations on how long until you can claim Mechatos?
Mechatos, you can claim forever. But there are a few restrictions.
That's
10 shirim. There's 10 shirim on that. There's 10 shirim on that.
Once you use the cut, you and that, there's no Mechatos.
10 shirim.
See, but here there's really, it's a mistake. The mistake is on both their parts. Because he said he didn't understand what he was doing. And they didn't, meaning, in his mind, he was providing the service he was providing.
Yes.
Now, he was perhaps overcharging them for that. But he was doing what he was supposed to do. They woke up later on and decided, oh, it turns out it wasn't what we wanted. So it's almost like a...
So is it so you're saying it's not Mechatos?
I don't know. I don't know how you would...
Even if it's Mechatos,
we... Didn't say what they said.
We should have told them that Mechatos came out, not allow swindlers to go on.
Oh, you see, it improves. As long as... By Mechatos, you're right. But if they've got excuses why they carried on, and reasonable excuses, then... This is the Mechatos.
Then you're allowed to write. You've got the work.
I got the work, which was worth 4,000.
They'll pay for that.
But in the end, they allowed it to carry on.
Yes, the work of 4,000.
You've accepted it. You're even getting charged more.
No, I accepted the work which you provided.
You told the guy to get out, or you tell it. You.
I'm paying for the work you did. I'm not saying not getting for free.
They did him a job. They said they were
on their part to say we're not happy with it. They can go out.
They were commenting along the line, but they didn't actually say to him, go away. Yes?
So he knew the Mechatos.
He knew he wasn't doing what they really wanted because of their comments. It wasn't just, oh, suddenly, oh, I didn't realize. But they didn't actually push him out until that point. Now. They signed a contract for you.
Yes.
Contract, a verbal contract. You didn't have to sign. A verbal contract is also considered a contract. Don't need to be signed. Now, over here, everyone's saying it's clearly Mechatos, but you're not so clear about it. Let's go back to the case of the Gemara. The Gemara was the sowing the seeds. Did you get what you wanted but you were overpriced over there? Or did you not get what you wanted? What was the case of the Gemara? It was sowing the seeds. Everyone remember? I asked him, I got a field here, do the maximum amount of seeds that this field can take.
Well, I got part of what I wanted.
And what did he do? He didn't do the maximum. So did we get overcharged but he got the job he wanted in that case? Or did he not get the job he wanted? What was the case? What was the? What did you say? In the case of the Gemara, the case of the seeds.
Yeah,
the two eggs. He did. Yeah. So did he get? So they didn't get the job they wanted. So, and the Gemara still says it's called Onar, not Mechatos. What's going on? Onar is only when you get the job, but you're overpriced. Here, in the case of the Gemara, you didn't get the job.
I got part of what I wanted.
Part is Mechatos. That's the whole definition that we're separating.
I could sell 90% of the wheat and still get. I'm happy to get.
If you buy a car, if you buy a car that's you know, parcel what you
got
want.
Got three wheels instead of four.
So you got four. Wow.
I still could get two.
We're talking about a fungible item here. It's just a matter of quantity.
No, you pay for a job.
For the amount of money I spend is on fertilizer and all these things.
But I want the wheat. That's what I want. So I'm getting 50% of the
wheat. You're teaching a car missing an engine.
I'm spending all my hopes out on this field where I could have got much more. It's not what I wanted.
Just missing a steering wheel.
Right. So I'm getting part of what I wanted. If I'm going to reimburse for a certain amount of the expenses, I'll be very happy.
That's a good hook. A car without an engine is not going to run at all. A field with half the wheat still has half the wheat.
But it's not what I wanted.
No, you want it, but it's definitely a hook between the two cases.
Mechatos is not just when it doesn't work at all. Mechatos is a default. Go ahead. Let's say a classic case of Macintosh happens all the time. You buy a fridge, second-hand fridge, and the fridge works, but the freezer doesn't. No, I got half of what I wanted. So it's not Macintosh.
You can get what you want to be clear. You can get what you want to be clear. You avoid the process.
You're spending the same hotsars on this build and not getting the whether it's so probably not so good, and you've now deteriorated your whole investment.
I paid you $10 for a bag of 10 oranges and you only gave me 9. Does that make
sense? But I spent. And the answer to your question is yes, it is Mecca Tov.
Is Mecca Tov?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the Rishonim asked this question on the Gemara over there. You sold the seeds, yes, but not enough seeds. But still, at the end of the day, you didn't sell enough seeds, did you? You asked for the 100 seeds and you gave them 90 seeds. So the Rishonim asked the question. So what's one of the answers? Kesef Mishnah gives the answer, and therefore answer your question. Sometimes you can get not what you want and still fall into the category of overpricing, of onar. Why? A very big chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. Onar is when you get close to what you want. Why? If the mistake which is done is a mistake which is reasonable to hear that mistake could be done, that's not called mekatos. That's because you've done what you did, but you're a bit out. And that falls into the category of onar. When is mekatos? Mekatos is you didn't, you asked for A and you got B. But if you ask for A, and it's understandable why you ended up getting B, because it's quite normal sometimes when you ask for A to get this B, because it's a normal process, therefore it's included in asking A. So therefore, it's called at the end of the day, you got what you wanted, but it was a bit off. So that is under the same category as onar.
The Gemara doesn't say how much he was off.
More than the six, has to be.
No, the Gemara could be talking about he only gave him 50% of the wheat that he wanted.
Yeah.
That's a little bit off.
Yeah, we're talking about it close enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, why the Kesef Mishnah's shot is a chiddush maybe in the Gemara, but it makes sense in logic.
I think it's in our case.
Yeah. So therefore, coming to our case, I asked for cleaning, special cleaning of the building. It's understandable that maybe when you do special cleaning, you don't necessarily always do get. You sometimes get standard cleaning. It's in the same category, so therefore it comes under the same concept of onar, not mekatos. So now it comes back into onar. So therefore there is a restriction of karka. So again, we have to discuss: is the case of the cleaning of the building a case of onar of karka or not onar of karka?
Yeah, but if it's a special cleaning bad
No.
So
you miss. I didn't say it properly. Then. What did he do? He did what the jobs, but he didn't do them good. Didn't do them good. Dirty water. He didn't change the water. He used the same water on all five floors. Yes. So the time you got to the first floor, it's not cleaning. It's called pushing the dirt around.
Wait, is it in the contract what you should do?
It was in the contract where he has to clean. He has to clean here, there, and do tip-top job. Yeah, and we're paying you extra to do tip-top job. Yeah.
The two are mutually exclusive. It's either onar or mekatos. It can't be both.
No, it can't be. Because they're conflicting. Onar doesn't apply to karka. Mekatos does apply to karka. Yes, they had to prove. Had to prove with witnesses, or photos, or some sort of proof. I'll just have a claim. If he says I did do a good job, and they say he didn't do a good job, then you have to prove. So now we come back that it is in the category of onar. So therefore, is this onar of karka or not?
Well, that's a pretty wide disparity, one third. So why is that only a little bit?
No, the price is the difference. But the job wasn't. The quality, the job is understandable. When you ask for this job, you end up getting this job.
Apparently it was a big difference, but they were willing to pay
50%. Yeah, price, yeah, for sure. It was a big difference. Yeah.
So, no, but that means the job is very different.
No, the result of the job is very different, yes. Not the actual job.
So why is that called the
job? The job, he's doing the same basic job, but he didn't do it, so he could have done it in a better way. Look, why is it still dirty over here? Look, it's still dirty over here. So, is this karka or not? Is this like the case of the electrician and the seats?
I mean, it's like the garden.
And the garden? You said like. So let's look at number 6.
Isn't this more of a, would you consider this a removal of a negative as opposed to a addition of a positive?
Yeah, why the wait tonight?
I'm waiting.
Very good. We're going to see your chilek over here. So, the Amudio, which is quite an early achron, he says like this. Number 6. The story happened, I hired a worker to build a house. The builder saw that he underpriced more than a sixth for the job he built, the house he built. Now he wants to get back out of the deal. So, it's a job, he's doing a job. Vavagav, the Rambam writes, the Kabban Yeshlo Anor, that you can get your money back, Hanimini Vakablan Matatlin. That's only if it's movable. Vakaka not. Vika ha boy, me or me non to have Kabban to Ara. So is building a house considered like working on the land or not? Given why, Shahamalochas Narsis Beguf Hakaka. Since the work is done in the land itself. Odilma havi kaplan to metaltin, or maybe it's movable. Kivin shadova hanizra havi metaltin, since the thing that you're working with is movable. Bechura, that's mamish, nidon to don, that are building a house, you're taking wood and stones which are metaltin, and you're machabrim lakaka, and you're connecting it to the ground. And since it's a sophic in the Gemara, therefore be a sophic in our case of building the house. But what's very important from this, Amudia, we see, that he defines why would it be karka? Not because he is improving karka. The sad that it's karka, not because he's improving karka. The sad it's karka is because he's doing the work in the actual land itself.
What does that mean?
He's making a hole and he's putting a stone on top of it and he's sticking it to the ground. He is actually connecting the metatlin to the ground itself. He's the maestro. The work he's doing is in the ground itself. Not just improving land, he's doing the maestro in the land itself.
That's because he's dealing with metatlin. Here we're not dealing with metatlin at all. All we're dealing with is karka.
No. What's he doing over here, the cleaner? What's the cleaner doing? You say. Said it, ready?
He's removing dirt.
He's taking dirt. Dirt is connected to the ground of metalton.
Well, it's actually karka to begin with. It's a bottle for the house.
We're not talking about Hilchos Shabbos.
No, but it should be a bottle for the house.
And even the Shabbos, if it's a mitzvah like this, it's not considered karka. You can sweep your house on Shabbos. Yes?
I understand, but so it's not karka. It's still bottle for the house.
It's not karka.
Why shouldn't it be any less bottle than the sea?
If it's bottle karka, you can't do it on Shabbos, yeah?
No, the Ramayana has nothing to do with bittle. Karka is because of Kosher
Chatira. No.
Shabbos is because of
Chatira. Yeah. If you mavatle the sand to the ground outside, you won't be able to move the sand.
Outside, because then it's part of. Then it
becomes. Why? It's still
here. I can't be Chofer on a tile. It's not Shaya.
It's not true. So, here what you're doing is you're taking the dirt, which is metaltilin. You're not sticking the dirt to the ground. Well, it's not what it's supposed to be doing. You're removing the dirt from the ground. All you're doing is doing an improvement to the ground, but not actually doing work in the ground. You're improving the ground by taking the toxin away from the ground. So that's not called karka. This is not called karka. Therefore, there is onah. If it's onah, then it's going to be that you don't have to pay in such a case. Now, homework for next week. Think about this case. We have somebody who owns a restaurant. He owns a restaurant, and now he wants to, in an area which is not doing good business, it's too far out, he wants to sell it. But he sees after trying to sell it for a few months that it's not going. Why? Because everyone comes and sees that it's not a good restaurant. No business. So he has a rayon, he has a good idea. He's going to hire 25 people to sit inside his restaurant. And he's going to provide them free food for free meals a day. And he does that for a whole week. And he has people coming around. And everyone comes around. And he always sees packed with people. Wonderful. So now he has lots of people willing to buy his business. So he sells his business. Of course, once the business has been sold, the people also disappear because they're only there because they're being paid and getting free food. And now we see that the shop is not what they are. Of course, he's a Russia. We're not discussing. He's a Russia. Silent is, can now they come back and say, I've a methodos. Oh no, or is there a problem with Onar Bakaka, and there's no concept over here of Onar or not? Ganevis Adas, yes. Rosha, yes. Will he get good Shaduchim for his children? No, he won't get good Shaduchim.
It depends how much you sold the restaurant for.
But the nicer, can the people who bought the restaurant force him to give their money back or not? The mistake?
Geneva Stas doesn't create an entitlement to money. Geneva Stas, just by itself.
No.
Does not create an entitlement to money.
No.
He told them it's a block of gold and it's a block of lead.
So you tell me next week. Think about this. Methodos,
he didn't actually tell them anything.